Houston, how are you reading Red Rover here?
Roger, reading you loud and clear here, Houston. How do you read me?
Wonder why they're not talking to us.
Spider Gumdrop, this is Houston. How do you read?
Spider, are you reading Houston?
No, I don't say anything either.
Spider, this is Houston. How do you read?
Houston, Spider, do you read?
That's affirmative, Spider. This is Houston reading you loud and clear.
Okay, Rusty, why don't you pass the camera back in here and work on the handrails up there for just a minute.
Rover, this is Houston. How do you read?
10 more minutes out there, and then you ought to start coming back in.
Okay.
Must to be in when it's still light outside.
Oh, we just passed over Florida or somewhere. Looks like maybe Jacksonville.
Red Rover, Houston. How are you reading now?
Oh, cloudy. I guess the Cape is clouded over. North we are, but we came up fairly far south of the Baja, so I think they do.
Yeah, I'll shoot something out there and we'll make a satellite. Oops, we're right between your legs. No, I'm on top on your knee.
By heavens, it's an anti-fog wipe.
Exercise the handrails a little
bit just to see how they work, and don't go very far up, and if Dave gets a picture of mine, if he doesn't, we'll let you sit.
Okay.
I think it's got to go 90 degrees to that way, Dave.
Yeah.
Red Rover, Houston, okay, do you read?
There you go.
Yeah. Can't see it very good. I don't know about you, I don't know either.
Turn it on and I'll be going here.
Aren't you? why don't you come over and get the thermal sample and get it in so we don't have to mess around.
That's a good idea. Okay, coming up. Wait, let me have my host back.
Oh, shoot. Wait a second. It's a poor movie camera, but if it ever runs again, it'll be a miracle.
Remember when it came in?
Oh, it just got bashed around. That
doesn't hook onto it, right?
It slides up and down a wire, and it's got that stretched cable in it, so every time the tension comes out, the stretched cable slams it into something.
Okay.
Go ahead, pull it.
Okay, I'm coming.
Red Rover,
okay,
Houston,
Erie. Put it on down there and lock it. Dave, you taking pictures yet?
I can't get it to run now, would you believe?
Okay, heck with it then.
Got kind of smashed around a little bit too. I think these cameras are good for one film pack, and that's about it when you're doing work like this with them.
Red Rover, Houston, do you read?
Please turn around here and get some stills.
Okay, Jim, stand by, just one here.
Hey.
Gumdrop, Houston, do you read? Hey, anybody up there read me? This is Houston.
Oops, there goes a nut.
Okay, what are you talking about, me again? Okay, pull in. One each thermal sample coming in.
Spider Houston, do you read?
Okay, can you take it off there and let me get that hook back?
Yeah, you just have to hang on just a second.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I don't need the hook just to go far way up and back down again. Okay,
Oh, goodness, get down in there, fool. Ah!
Okay, you want me to start, Jim?
Yeah, Rusty.
Okay, here I go.
Rusty, I want you to evaluate those handles, and when you get through with it, I want a conclusion from you on whether or not it's a practical way of doing it, like we've already said it is.
Okay.
Stay away from the radar antenna.
Roger. Oh, yeah, this is very good.
Yeah. Oh, doggone. Hey, let me put that camera out.
Okay.
Anything left of that one?
Oh, this is very good. This is no problem at all.
Good. You're right there. Smile.
Hello there. This is no problem at all.
Okay, going back down it again. Dave, did you get your movie camera running yet?
No, I haven't. I'd like to try it, though, if you give me a minute.
You've got 4 minutes.
Okay,
take 4 minutes, or we're going to have to come back in. Put it without the movies. It'll get them fine.
Yeah, there are almost no disturbing torques. I mean, I don't have any problem at all just maintaining myself wherever I want.
Around the window here, can you?
Yeah, hold on, I'll just push out a little bit. Let me come up this way. How's that?
Yep.
I'm in the shade, though.
It's okay.
Well, now you gotta see good pictures.
You're getting good pictures, it'll take a lot of them.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'll change the settings a little, too, huh?
Houston, we're copying all transmissions loud and clear.
That's a very pretty scene.
Spider, this is Houston, our Gumdrop, our Red Rover, do you read? Hello, Gumdrop, this is Houston, how do you read?
Dave, you have it running yet?
Just about.
What?
Just about.
Better set it on 24 frames a second.
Yeah, and hold it, yeah.
Do something.
I'm gonna have to come in.
Is it working? I can't tell.
I could feel it when mine was going.
Afraid Amigo, the camera has failed.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Rusty, why don't you start coming back in?
All right, he's coming in.
Got itself closed and stuck. Open now again. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to do my best to stay out of your way. The only trouble is my hoses are kind of out where you'll liable to hit them. Okay. Okay, I think you're out of your way. Okay, close it now.
Between the Vanguard and the Canaries, Canaries should acquire right now. At the time, Jim McDivitt said you'd better start getting in now. Rusty Schweikert had been out for 37 and a half minutes.
Have a go.
It's going to take me a while to get down and get that thing closed. I just want to make sure you get back inside. I was having trouble with the hatch. Every time it's closed.
Let me get across the top here. Maybe I can get it your way. No, that isn't gonna work. Let me get back in the corner.
No, I think it's okay. Looks like it's all right the way it is.
The best thing you could do is, if you can, is to gather this poop up here, sort of keep it up off the floor.
Okay, Davey, you ought to start getting your hatch closed.
Say again?
Better start getting your hatch closed if you're not already doing it.
Fighter, this is Houston. Do you read?
Yeah.
It sounds like you got, your head closed.
Not quite. It's closed, just not locked.
Roger, understand.
Roger, understand.
Gun drop, Houston, go ahead.
Houston, go ahead.
All right, the gun drop
hatch
is closed and locked.
Roger, understand. Hatch closed and locked. Good show.
Good show.
And I couldn't get up to you, but we heard all three of you coming in loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
Sounded like Red Rover had quite a time.
Had quite a time.
What I need to do is I've got to get my head in front of your leg instead of behind it.
This is Apollo Control, limb cabin pressure up over 2 pounds at LOS Canaries. And you heard it here live, firsthand, the adventures of Red Rover and his friends Gumdrop and Spider. We copied the CSM hatch closed and locked from Dave Scott's report at 73 hours, 49 minutes, 24 seconds. The LAM hatch locked 73 hours, 49 minutes, 57 seconds. This, we're getting heart rates now from the flight surgeon. Red Rover's heart rate varied from 61 to 88 throughout this entire EVA period. A very good EVA. Dave Scott even poked his head out of the gumdrop hatch and retrieve the thermal sample there. Red Rover, alias Rusty Schweikert, got the thermal sample from the lunar module. Spent most of his time in the Golden Slippers, but he did get out, evaluated the handrails to some extent, reported he was comfortable in his suit, had the portable life support set for minimum cooling, felt very comfortable. His hands were warm, he said, but not hot. Gave a fair travel log coming over the United States and out over the Bahamas in that area. Saw Jacksonville, Florida. He reported he had no problem maintaining himself where he wanted to once he got out of the slippers and started exercising the handrails. And as they passed over the Houston area, Jim McDivitt said it looked red, white, and blue in Nassau Bay again. This is a reference to the American flags being flown in that community. All three of these crewmen live in Nassau Bay, and there are hundreds and hundreds of American flags being flown there. This EVA was terminated after one daylight pass in the interests of staying on the timelines, letting the crew get some rest so that they'll be in good shape for the rendezvous day tomorrow. The rendezvous, the most important part of this mission. Tananarive will acquire at 74 hours, 5 minutes, 41 seconds. We haven't had too good a comet to Tananarive, but we'll come back up then and see how it goes. At 73 hours, 56 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.